California Governor Gray Davis has declared a state of emergency in response to the power crisis in his state. He made the announcement late yesterday after a series of rolling power blackouts temporarily disrupted the supply of electricity to hundreds of thousands of state residents. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In a brief news conference in Sacramento, a solemn-faced Davis signed a declaration of disaster, which authorizes a State Department of Water Resources to buy electrical power from out-of-state power generators.
I'm also calling on the legislature to appropriate additional general fund monies to keep the lights on for a week to 10 days.
California is becoming a buyer of electrical power because the state's two largest utilities, Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison, are nearly bankrupt, and power generators are reluctant to sell them more power. The state intends to become the middleman by providing the utilities with power at cost. Davis said four of the principal power generators who supply the California market have agreed not to call in their debts, provided that the state legislature takes quick action.
I know the legislature shares my desire to do what's right, to act promptly, and keep the lights on. It's our obligation to provide power to the homes and businesses that drive California. I'm disappointed the utilities can't do it. We have no choice but to step in, and we will do it.
But Davis didn't say how much money the state is prepared to spend. The governor's action came at the end of the day many Californians feared almost inevitable. After countless days of emergency alerts, the California Independent System Operator, the agency which governs most of the California grid, declared rolling blackouts. Pockets of PG&E customers, an estimated 500,000 from the Oregon border to the Central Valley, lost power for an hour or more. When the power went down at Pier 41 in San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf, it couldn't have come at a worse time for Yvonne Guido, the manager of the Jailhouse Cafe.
The power went off around 12 o'clock, so that's the business time for us. Yeah, so we had no coffee, nothing to sell, and we had to keep the place open. And we had no news. You know, we've been calling places, and they don't know what time or they don't know what happened.
Nearby at the Blazing Saddles bike rental shop, manager Ted Schlater was taking the blackout in stride.
Honestly, I haven't been on top of the story as much. I do know that, you know, with the growing population and the growing technology in this state, and if we're not going to build any more power plants, then obviously demand is going to raise the price. So if you can't increase the supply at the same rate you increase demand, what do you expect?
California officials expect another day of possible blackouts. Emergency power arrived in the late afternoon, which fended off power outages during the peak early evening hours. However, at the time of his news conference, Davis said California would begin the day Thursday about 14,000 megawatts, or 45% short of what the state needs to operate. In a teleconference, Jim Detmers, managing director of operations for the Independent System Operator, said his staff will be working all night to find the power Californians will need when they wake up Thursday morning.
Again, tomorrow morning is a very tight condition. We do have the possibility sometime after 7 o'clock in the morning of getting into these conditions again.
So it's still going hour by hour?
It's still going hour by hour, yes.
Governor Davis is hoping that his emergency order will be, in his words, a bridge to a long-term solution, which will include long-term contracts with the power generators at prices far below what the utilities are being charged right now. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.